It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Plans to build a new Penn Station and redevelop the surrounding neighborhood are slowly moving forward. Yesterday, a state board that's charged with reviewing development projects gave it a key approval, but it's a complicated project with many more decisions and votes to win over in the coming years. Here to explain the latest is WNYC's transportation reporter, Stephen Nesson. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning.
This project includes upgrading Penn Station, but also involves building 10 skyscrapers around the train station. Why was yesterday's vote so crucial to moving this project forward?
It went before the Public Authorities Control Board. That's the same group that killed Governor Cuomo's Amazon deal. So I think some people were wondering if maybe they'd put the brakes on this one as well. But really, they were just charged with approving the funding scheme for the Penn Station projects. It's called a pilot, if you'll bear with me. It's payment in lieu of taxes. That's where the developers are allowed to avoid paying city real estate taxes and instead would pay a set fee to the state. That money is then used to fund a portion of the improvements to Penn Station. So the state isn't paying for everything. It was used in the Hudson Yards project for the 7-train extension, also Moynihan Train Hall. The state says this is a key way that major projects get paid for nowadays. And last week, Mayor Adams actually signed off on this arrangement, saying the city won't lose money on this because the state agreed to pay the current real estate taxes on the property, and that after 80 years, the property would revert to city rolls, or once those projects that their funding have been completed.
So, Stephen, there's a lot involved in this project. A train station, remaking the streetscape, new skyscrapers. What kind of details are available about all this?
Well, a day before the vote, the state put out 2 pages that filled in some details about what the costs are, which is helpful. For example, the new Penn Station terminal, which Hochul says will include a skylight and a concourse that's a single above-ground level and could be as big as Grand Central or Moynihan Train Hall, is expected to cost $7 billion. I talked about those improvements. They're called public realm improvements. That would be 8 acres of open space above ground. It would have wide sidewalks, grass in Midtown, bike racks, benches maybe. That would cost $500 million. And then really at the heart of this is the transit improvements, which I believe means some new entrances to the station and a long underground walkway from 6th Avenue to Penn Station. That would cost $1.5 billion. And surprisingly, they also lumped in the expansion of Penn Station to the south. That's big. That's adding new tracks and platforms. And that's a project that won't even be possible until the Gateway project is done. Another big one. That's building an entirely new tunnel between New York and New Jersey, fixing the old one. A major project that's been creeping along for years now. And they're including that with this, and it's pegged at $13 billion. A lot of billions here. And we have very little insight into the skyscrapers that you mentioned, 10 skyscrapers in Midtown. And they're mainly owned by the developer Vornado, one of the city's top commercial landlords. What we do know is they'll include 1,800 housing units there. 460 of those would be, quote, permanently affordable. And 648 of those would be rent-restricted or supportive housing, something homeless advocates have been calling for, and lawmakers. But mostly, those would just be 10 new office towers. And I should also add, they're hoping to split all these costs with the federal government. So they would cover half, and actually New Jersey would cover a quarter of the costs as well.
So you say the developers will pay a fee, which will be used for the new train station. Do watchdogs and other people not directly involved in the project think that this is a good deal?
No, not really. That's one of the maddening things is we don't really know what the fee structure would be, so it's hard to judge what kind of deal developers are getting. Watchdog group Reinvent Albany says this is all just politics. Nothing's actually been voted for. Nothing is legally binding in this project yet. But it makes the governor look good that they're getting these sort of vague, back-of-the-napkin sketches of a plan approved. The state comptroller agrees. He sent a letter asking them to halt the vote. And he says the state is still going to be responsible for paying New York City the current taxes, debt payments, and any shortfalls in the project. Basically, he thinks it looks like a lot of risk to the state.
If there are so few details, why does it seem like they're barreling forward with this?
Well, we keep hearing the governor and the MTA, who stand to benefit greatly from a new shiny Penn Station, that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. There's a lot of federal infrastructure dollars that will be made available soon, and everyone wants to get their ducks in a row. So they're hoping to apply for some of that money and to at least make it look like they're really ready to spend the money soon with a viable project. There's also, if you'll bear with me, Michael, one more project to talk about. It's East Side Access, where Long Island Railroad trains will be going to Grand Central soon, Grand Central Madison, as it's now dubbed. That will free up space at Penn Station so they can get some of this construction work done.
So, Stephen, what's next?
Well, the governor issued a request for proposals earlier this summer and supposedly will select a new design for the new Penn Station by the end of the summer or early fall. After that, it's getting ready to apply for those federal grants, more public meetings, and pushing the project through as quickly as they can. I should say that board that voted yesterday will also be voting on all 8 sites on the project, the funding schemes, and what's going to go on those sites as well.
WNYC's Stephen Nesson covering a lot of territory there about the redevelopment of Penn Station. Stephen is our transportation reporter here. Stephen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael.